there. Welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, I'm going to share some of my favorite books from Star Wars thus far. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to join the conversation with us. We can be found on Twitter and Hive at Force Ghost Pod. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok just by searching Force Ghost Conversations. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your listening site of choice. Plus, Force Ghost Conversations is live on Patreon. If you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there'll be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Finally, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it's time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to another installment of Force Ghost Conversations. I'm so thrilled that you're all continuing to listen and to enjoy the podcast all throughout this weird little interim period that we're doing here, where we're supporting the writers and the actors, yes, the WGA and SAG, as prescribed by the guidelines from those organizations about how to appropriately handle the strike for podcasters. So thank you all for, you know, staying tuned during this interesting time. And I'm glad I still got some content that I'm willing to throw your way so that you are constantly getting some fresh Force Ghost Conversations into your feeds. Now, of course, we can't talk about certain things, right? We don't want to be promoting various film and television stuff, but like I said in last couple of weeks here, this allows me to talk about some other areas of the galaxy far, far away that I didn't necessarily get to before. And one of those is the topic of today's discussion, which is, of course, about books. Now, of course, I'm not going to discuss every plot detail. This is not a spoiler discussion about books. But with that, I'm just going to share some of my favorites thus far in Star Wars. This is going to also include Legends and Canon. Just so that, you know, if you're looking for a new read, or perhaps you want to get into the world of Star Wars books, so I know it could be daunting, you maybe have some avenues by which you can get into. And that's purely what this episode is going to be a little bit about here. And I'm also going to invite you all to share in the conversation as well, if you have any specific books that you find to be the most interesting, that you perhaps had the most emotional reaction to, that's awesome. And I love reading. Don't get me wrong. I love reading. I used to be a very voracious reader. I love getting lost in worlds. World building is a great thing too. It's not just necessarily a thing for television or the film industry. Books do a great job of that. I mean, heck, look at Tolkien. So that's what we're gonna kind of do on this episode, and of course this is like very similar, in fact it's the same five lists. I kind of got the idea a little bit from Coffee with Kenobi, of course, where every week for their CWK live episode they usually do a top five where you get to join in to the conversation. I do it fairly regularly, as much as I can, especially now that grad school is over. I can hop in a lot more and partake in those discussions. And you get to lend your own voice into whatever is the topic of that week. And a few weeks ago, there was a discussion of the top five Star Wars books. Now, of course, this is my kind of top five from that. But honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just sharing great Star Wars books with you all here. And then you can take that information as you will. You can run with it. You can reject it. You can insert your own opinion. That's what this is all about, having a dialogue about fun Star Wars books. And frankly, I guess I should share a little bit about my journey with Star Wars books before we even get into some of my favorites here. I remember in elementary school going to the library. We had library class back then. So what that means is every week we spent about an hour or so at the library where we could check out books, read some books. We also learned about kind of safe online internet interactions at that time, as well as how to things that are a little out of date now, right? The Dewey Decimal System, how to catalog library science, basic library science and stuff like that. Basically, how to be a functioning person at a library is what we learned there. And then the more you read, the more you got to, you used to get like a stamp in my elementary school if you read a book. And then you could use that to get more bookmarks, which was a very popular thing in my class. So that was kind of a competitive thing, actually, when you think about it. So when you're able to also have a competitive nature to what you're doing, plus you're finding books that you're interested in, such as Star Wars, then that makes for a very interesting winning combo. So basically, again, I've kind of stumbled upon it. Well, actually, my friend was like, hey, here's a Star Wars book. I didn't even know they were in the library. I didn't even know Star Wars books existed beyond just the movies, right? And I was like, wow, this is a whole new world that is opening up to me here because of this. So I was begging my local library, Mrs. Ditzler, to get as many Star Wars books as we could into that. It was basically, you know, football books. We had history books about every football team in the National Football League. Eyewitness books, I was a big fan of. You may recall those from back in the day as well, about various subjects like World War II, sharks, the Super Bowl. It really ran the whole gambit. And of course, the last one being there, which was Star Wars books, because I wanted to soak up the galaxy far, far away at that time. And now, naturally, those books now are considered legends, but just because they're non-canon doesn't mean that they're great stories and that aspects of them may come to fruition in the future, as we may see fairly soon here. So that was kind of my journey. I was a voracious reader all throughout. I tried to read as many books as I could, especially Star Wars ones here and there. And then I went to college. The Disney sale happened, and I've been really doing my best to try and keep up with canon as much as I can, but it is a little daunting at times. And then grad school as well also took a big hit into that, because you have to read so much for classes, so you don't really have the free time to read for pleasure, if you will. So really my breaks, what little summer break I would get, because I usually took a class or two in the summer, and the little 2 or 3 week break over the holidays meant like I was basically trying to catch up on like 3 or 4 High Republic books before the next wave came out. I'm still in the midst of trying to get through Catalyst at this point. And then I know I've got two more others following that. And then going into the comics, the books, the manga, I'm a little behind on the High Republic, and with phase 3 just around the corner. I know they've released some of the titles for the concluding phase of the High Republic saga at this point. Very excited for that. So basically that's my journey to this point. But throughout the last couple of years, particularly, they have been really excellent job of putting out quality Star Wars book content. So I encourage you all, if you want to get more into the headspace of characters, to spend more time in certain planets, certain eras, certain situations, to just learn more about side characters. That's really what books and comics are well at. You can spend time. You can spend 500 to 600 pages, right? Shadow of the Sith is a great book, and it does such an amazing job tying in between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, and it explains a lot about what you see in The Rise of Skywalker, Episode 9. So I certainly couldn't recommend that book more enough. It's almost essential Star Wars reading, if you take my meaning there. And I don't think you would disagree with me if you either read or listened to the book. And I will also mention that I do appreciate a good audiobook, just because you can listen to it at work. It's almost like a podcast. Star Wars does a fantastic job of putting music and sound design, so you sometimes hear lightsabers and blasters going off, to really heighten the experience of listening to a story. So if that's your preferred format rather than a physical book or even a Kindle version, digital, what have you, by all means, go do that too. There's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, some of these are audio dramas themselves. So looking at the Battle of Jedha that recently came out for the Phase 2 High Republic, or Dooku Jedi Lost, which is another one from a couple of years back that I've heard great things about. I will get to that one day soon too. So let's take a stab at some, literally five suggestions here that I think are some really great Star Wars books that have come out in the last, frankly, one's going to range back 30 years. But generally, these have taken place since the Disney sale 10 years ago now. So first, I just wanted to highlight Dark Disciple, which is a book by Christy Golden. Sorry, I was got a little tongue-tied there. Which was the first book that I read when I finished my undergraduate degree, and then I was back at home and had some little bit of free time before I started my part-time gig and really applying to jobs to get a full-time job after I graduated. And man, as someone who just loved the Clone Wars, I really liked Asajj Ventress as a character from both the Clone Wars and the Tartakovsky 2002-2003 miniseries of the Clone Wars. This is a really excellent book for fans of that era. If you're a fan of the prequels, the Clone Wars, this is something for you, because just put together Asajj Ventress, Quinlan Vos, an attempt to kill Dooku. What? I mean, that whole plot together just is bonkers to begin with, but you get so much inner detail about what it means to be a dark side user. The big things that I took away from that I still have in my mind right now are just how warped the Jedi Council are towards the end of the Clone Wars. And if you recall, the basis of this story was actually unused Clone Wars scripts. So when Clone Wars is canceled in 2012, 2013 there, during the Disney sale, and they switched to Rebels, there was a couple, they finished it with season 7, of course, later on, but there were still some stories that were going to be produced for future upcoming seasons that just never made it to fruition. So this is a prime example of that coming to play. So you get some kind of closure on some characters here. There's some big reveals. It's a wonderfully told story. You almost can't put it down as soon as you pick it up. So highly recommend, first off, Dark Disciple by Christy Golden. Now, for the next one, I want to just highlight that Star Wars does a wonderful job of its novelizations of movies. So basically what that means is this is the accompanying book that's basically taken from what you see on screen and just expanding upon it further so that you can kind of get into the headspaces of characters a little more. Perhaps scenes are slightly different here or there just based off of how script changes go, or if something is shot different on set versus what they were, they have to send in something to an editor at some point to meet a deadline. Or they add something differently. And in this case, I'm a big fan of the Last Jedi novelization, especially, I think there's only one version, but they call it the Expanded Edition, that was written by Jason Fry, of course. This came out after The Last Jedi came out, a couple months later. And I don't remember a novelization having this much anticipation coming out. Of course, The Last Jedi is, for whatever reason, a controversial film, and I love it personally. I think it's incredible, but this novelization really just expands upon that story itself. You get more time with Luke, you get more time with Rey, you just learn more about the Force and its connections between these characters. A lot of added scenes here. This is just, it takes an already great product and just adds bits and pieces to it that make it flow really well. Honestly, again, this is another one that I don't think you can put down once you have it up in your hands. So highly, 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 highly strongly recommend The Last Jedi novelization, especially if, even if you're not a fan of the movie, perhaps, I think you might find that you may like the book better. So perhaps take a stab into that, and maybe that changes your mind or opinion on something, because novelizations are also canon adjacent too, if you will. So not necessarily if something happens in the book that doesn't necessarily contradict what happens in the movie, then you can consider it canon, in my opinion. So take that as you will. Number three, in terms of something or suggestions for Star Wars reading, is going back to really the one that got me into it. Now, of course, the first Legends book is Splinter of the Mind's Eye by Alan Dean Foster, which came out shortly after A New Hope. I have a copy here in my house of that version. But really, like I was telling a story of my friend pulling one off the shelves, the Star Wars book, and then saying, look, this is Star Wars continued here. That book was none other than Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn. Now, you may have heard that phrase fairly recently. I have a t-shirt of Heir to the Empire, so you can kind of get a sense that I love this book, and obviously the subsequent trilogy that came with it too, known as the original Thrawn trilogy. Now, Timothy Zahn has, of course, written another two Thrawn trilogies for canon. Now the character has been reintroduced, but this was the original Thrawn, introduction back in the day. And honestly, for what we call the dark times, that period between 83 and really 97, where people didn't necessarily have a lot of Star Wars content available to them other than droids, Ewoks, and comics and stuff like that. Like this book trilogy was almost like its own movie release from what I hear from people back in the day. And it got a lot of people back into the expanded world and the universe as it was presented to them back then. I love the story. I love the character of Thrawn. Obviously, I think they've done a great job reintroducing him back into canon based off of similarly what Zahn written. Zahn's been such an influential character in bringing the character back to life. So I don't think you can really go wrong with going back to the roots of this character. Plus, this is a great jumping point off into other aspects of Legends, which I don't think anyone should ever discount just because it's technically not canon anymore. Those are great stories. People put in a lot of time and effort into writing these stories and to bringing them to life. And again, like I always say, you never know what could potentially come back into play again or reinterpreted, reevaluated for this new version storyline that they're going with at this point. So the original Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn, it's really what got me into Star Wars books beyond the movies again in the first place. So that certainly needs its day in the sun in this conversation. Now, the last two are going to be fairly recent. And I think you can probably get a sense of where I'm going with these last two suggestions here. And the first one is going to be none other than Light of the Jedi by Charles Soule, which is the first adult novel, really the kickoff story for Star Wars The High Republic, especially Phase 1. Like, this is it. This was in January of 2021, the first book of this major initiative. And not only is it kicking off a new initiative, but it's really setting you off into a new era of Star Wars, right? This is several years prior, almost 200, over 200 years prior to the events of Episode 4. The Jedi are at the height of their power. They've got this new villainous threat that's going across the galaxy, this Viking-like group called the Nile. And really, it answers the question of what makes the Jedi afraid, right? The Republic is still coming to its fruition. It's already at its fruition, but it's not the Coruscant and Republic that you see in Episode 1, right? They're still expanding out into the galaxy and forging the Republic as is. Hyperspace lanes are a big aspect of the story. You'll find that to be pretty evident. But man, does Charles Soule know how to write good characters, and a lot of good characters at that point too. I mean, we're talking Avar Chris, Stellan Geos, Buriaga, Loden Greatstorm, Markion Roe. Very interesting group of characters. And like I said, if this book didn't work, The High Republic doesn't work. This book needed to hit all the marks of a good Star Wars story, with interesting characters and great detail, and to flesh out a new era of canon that had not been really touched before, to entice people to want to read comics, more adult level books, manga, audio drama, listen to audio dramas and YA and middle grade reader books, which I have done. And I'm thankful for it. Heck, it's even gotten Mrs. Forest Coast Conversations into reading these as well. And if you look at Celebration and the panels that they're having, High Republic is really a big draw now for the Star Wars community. And cosplay from this era is really spectacular. I mean, golly gee, they're already not only cosplaying a lot, but they have concept art for this, character encyclopedias, the world's expanding, and it all flushes out from this seminal moment, Light of the Jedi. So if you're looking for a starting off point for the High Republic, look no further than Charles Soule and Light of the Jedi. You won't regret it. It's a wonderful story. Big plot twists throughout. It's a fairly quick read. Worth it. Absolutely worth it. And the last one that I'll leave you all with here is a little bit of a left field one, but bear with me on it. This book is called Path of Deceit, and it's written by Justina Ireland and Tessa Grattan. It is what you call a young adult novel, but that really means it's a coming-of-age story. Now, I mentioned just before that Light of the Jedi is the kickoff book for Phase 1 of the High Republic. And frankly, just the whole High Republic in general. It's the starting off point for it all. Path of Deceit starts off Phase 2. But interestingly enough, Phase 2 is a prequel to Phase 1. A la think of A New Hope, and then Lucas went back and did Episode 1 that takes place beforehand, right? The prequel sequel, if you will. So this book is really the first introduction to the High Republic. So if you start here, it's also okay too, because then you'll finish Phase 2, you can go to Phase 1. Maybe that's a whole different just timeline way of doing it. So you can probably do it both ways and you'll get different experiences out of it and be wiser nonetheless differently, right? But I thought this was just, you know, I went into it with fairly, you know, I wanted to be surprised intelligently, indefinitely, like, I've loved all of the stories thus far of the High Republic, but I've kind of always leaned more towards the adult level books. I think partially because they have big reveals in them and all that stuff, right? They're not going to just kill off a major character probably in a middle grade reader, but you never know. They certainly did that in Phase 1, so just check that out for a young adult book. There's a really big plot point in one of them if you go back through that. So just don't miss out on really anything, because anything could happen. But generally, I would say about 8 times out of 10, a big reveal is probably going to happen in an adult book. But the fact that they had the confidence to start off Phase 2 with a young adult book was really interesting to me. And I was like, well, they got to have a great reason for this. And Justina Ireland and Tessa Grattan just put together just such a wonderful piece of prose that I was hooked. And frankly, it all comes down to the characters. It's a condensed story on one planet, where you get these characters that just go through this incredible journey with each other. And you're starting to, if you've read Phase 1, you kind of can pick out some names and places that stand out to you. And you kind of got a sense of where they're going. And you think something bad might happen. You're seeing the whole journey come along the way. And I got to tell you, it got me. It got me emotional. I felt every emotion reading through this book. It's a fascinating story that keeps you on your toes. It's a shocking ending. No spoilers, but man, your eyes are going to be wide open. I mean, Mrs. Forest Coast Conversations like, is this it? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a powerful one. I mean, I'm telling you, if you only read one Star Wars book, I might tell you Path of Deceit right now, because then that would be a great, you'll get hooked. It'll be a great starting off point for the rest of the High Republic beyond that point, and then perhaps you're hooked into other Star Wars canon as well. But that's where I'm going to leave you all today with those 5 books, and I'd love to hear some of what you think are some of the must-read Star Wars canon books, perhaps must-read Legends books. I know they did the Essential Legends collection here and there. Let's talk about it. And I've, like I said, this is a very... This is the interesting part about what I can and can't talk about in the time of the strike. I can talk about books. I can talk about comics. And I generally have shied away from talking about books just because I have never felt ultimately comfortable. Well, I don't know why I took three syllables to say that differently there. I've never felt absolutely comfortable talking about a book because when they're like 400, 500, even 300 pages long, my brain is always all over the place when it comes to reading something. And I don't want to miss out on a plot point or, you know, say something inaccurate because it was said on page three and then 300 pages later, it's still a major point of discussion, right? I guess it's a fear-based thing for me. But this is allowing me to perhaps come out of that shell a little bit here. And I hope that you all will enlighten me and come on this journey overall. Perhaps I make a stab at doing a little book talk conversation, perhaps with Mrs. Forsyth conversations. We'll maybe talk about a High Republic book here or there. So we'll maybe a little trial run in the future is something on the horizon. So maybe that's coming. I think I have a great topic on display for next week. So be ready for that. It's going to be a great time. And of course, thank you all for listening. I know this is a weird time to be just in the pop culture space because of the strikes, but we stand in solidarity with our striking members of the SAG and WGA. So we will keep trudging along until we have different guidance otherwise. So thanks again to everyone for listening. Of course, hit us up on the social media channels, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. What are some of your favorite Star Wars books? Whenever you're not new, what other books do you like too? Let's have a conversation about all that stuff. We can get really nerdy about the things that we enjoy and all that stuff. So that's a great thing that we can do at this time. Also, again, if you're a fan of the show, leave us a rating, leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast on your listing site of choice. Tell your friends about us. You know, we're always willing to grow the seats around the proverbial campfire that is Force Ghost Conversation. So, you know, tell your friends about us. Also, if you want to go beyond that, we have merchandise. Our Tee Public store is full of different things such as t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, magnets. You just got to search our Tee Public store. Links in the episode description, of course. And you can find out stuff that's, you find interesting or something like that, or you just want to show your pride in a different way. So they run sales all the time on that website. So don't miss out, go get a deal. You know, it's a really great site. So I got nothing else to say on that one. But also if you want to support the show, we have a Patreon, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get access to a variety of Force Ghost Conversations goodies all the way up to $10 a month, where you can get an extra bonus of the podcast, an extra bonus episode of the podcast a month, which is something you don't want to miss out on, because I can really get nitty gritty about the type of stuff that we're talking about here. So you don't want to miss out on some more deep dives if you can. So until then, folks, we will be back next time next week with a brand new episode. And until then, may the Force be with you. Take care.